Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Raunchy, Amy Martzgors. Because life is too short for boring radio. 104.1 FM, KMOX.
It's Amy Martzgors and Chris Raunchy on 104.1 FM KMOX. And as we mentioned before we went to break, there are a lot of people who rely on Medicaid or have family members who do or know somebody on Medicaid, and they might be concerned about losing benefits because of some of these federal funding cuts that have been proposed and are happening. To discuss that with us, what is next and what can be done, CEO of the nonprofit Protect Our Care, Leslie Dock, joins us here on KMOX. Leslie, good to have you with us. How are you? Do we have Leslie? Leslie is muted. As soon as we...
No, I apologize.
Oh, Leslie, hey, hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Good. Well, I was saying not so well because I'm very concerned about what will happen to the people on Medicaid. But happy to be on the phone with you to get have a chance to talk it through.
Well, it's good to have you with us. So what realistically do you think is about to happen to people who are on Medicaid?
Well, I want to use numbers from people who study this rather than mine. But, the numbers are just in the state of Missouri, for example, that over 100,000 people will lose their Medicaid in the state. And also, it's important to know that this legislation that's being pushed through Congress also makes dramatic cuts to the number of people who will be able to get their insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And it's estimated that another 100,000 people will lose their ACA coverage as a result of this bill as well. So over 200,000 Missourians will be left without health care.
You know, you mentioned about this legislation that's being pushed through. How likely is it to succeed when you have fairly prominent members of Congress, not just Democrats, but prominent Republicans like Senator Josh Hawley, who oppose cutting Medicaid?
Well, the reality is that a lot of those who on the Republican side who've expressed concerns have basically indicated that they're likely to vote for the bill. So nobody has said they're going to vote no. So I think most of the people in the press and, in Washington don't really see a translation of those concerns into better language in the bill. I wish it was different. And we have a lot of hope still for Senator Hawley. He's been a vocal proponent of Medicaid, but there's no signals that he's actually effectuated any changes or that he will vote no.
Do you have any contact or much contact with his office?
I do not personally, but others do. I think And a lot of this is behind closed doors now, but there's no public indication of that he's left a mark on making this bill better.
Leslie, I know that we talk about waste, fraud, abuse, those phrases, and how, yes, of course, everyone wants to cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse. What we don't want to do is just cut people off from their health care, from Medicaid.
Right.
Do you see a way where, like, yes, this is a way Medicare could run better or could be more efficient so that we can maybe cut costs without cutting care?
Well, first, I think it's important for listeners to know that Medicaid is the best-run healthcare program, private or public. It has the only 2% overhead. It has the highest ratio of money that goes to spend to direct care versus the money that goes into sort of any of the bureaucracy. So it's already highly efficient. I think the ways to do that really are to be sure that we look at what the providers are at times are doing. It's not individuals that are gaming the system that, according to studies, that add up to anything meaningful. So it's not by cutting people off the rolls that we save money. We save money by making the delivery of healthcare more efficient. For example, the biggest thing you could do to lower the cost of Medicaid would be to lower the cost of prescription drugs and what the Medicaid has to pay for that. So yes, we could save money, but it's not really on the backs of people who will lose their insurance. It's about the high cost of medicine.
Leslie Dock is the CEO of Protect Our Care. And in terms of the Medicaid process of getting benefits, the argument that we've heard from people who are on the Republican side is, oh, we're not trying to get rid of Medicaid, and the cuts are about efficiency. But it does seem like, unless I'm reading this wrong, and you can tell me if I am, it seems to me that the process will become more cumbersome for people who are trying to get the benefits, so they will ultimately end up losing the benefits because of the process. Is that right?
No, that is completely right. If I can, this is an example. You have to, in states like Missouri, you may very well have to show that every month you've met this work requirement of 80 hours. But think about people who work in retail who don't, their schedules are very last minute. Think of people in seasonal work, people who like drive a school bus who don't work over the summer. If they miss 1 month, 1 month a year of not making those hours, they could be kicked off the rolls. If you're a home health care worker and God forbid, your client dies and you have to, find a new one. So there are so many people who simply have jobs that don't allow, don't necessarily have 80 hours of work every month. They could live in rural areas. So this thing is, unfortunately, in many ways, seems to be designed to make it very, very hard for people to stay on Medicaid.
When we look at Medicaid and then we look at Medicare, how do those two overlap or how do they compare to each other as far as how much money those programs cost?
Well, Medicaid has 72 million people on it across the country, so it's actually a bigger program than Medicare. As you said, there is overlap. So 60% of nursing home stays are paid for by Medicaid. I think we all know people who've exhausted all of their assets as a result of being in the nursing home. And when that happens, they're covered by Medicaid. So there's an overlap there when it comes to, real people and how they get their care. Also, if you're a senior with disabilities or you have a very complicated condition, you also would be paid for by Medicaid.
And you mentioned that the, okay, if costs are going up for Medicaid, a lot of that is driven by pharmaceutical companies and the costs of medicine. And I imagine the cost of care and nursing homes and so forth, all of that is so expensive. That's where a lot of the increase in cost is coming from, correct?
That is correct. And if you talk to the Medicaid directors around the country, and you ask them how to, you know, save money in Medicaid, you know, they're on paper, their reports that they write say it's a combination of what you just said. The high cost of medicine would be probably the first thing they would want some help on. And after that, there are other areas as well. But it's all in the practice of medicine, not that they're getting ripped off by.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Individuals.
Mm-hmm. Leslie, so there was a recent report that suggested over 300 hospitals in rural areas around the country could end up closing as a result of this. And it's already a problem to get health care in rural areas. So first of all, how accurate is that number? And then if it does go down like that, how much more difficult will it be for people in, you know, less populated areas to get the health care they need?
You know, unfortunately, we don't need, you know, fancy analytics to understand what would happen. Because when rural hospitals close, they close. So imagine you're living in a place and you have an emergency. You have to go to the emergency room for something. There is no emergency room anymore. Maybe there's a clinic, but it doesn't have an operating room. It doesn't, you know, can't do a CAT scan. That's what's going to happen. And so once they close, and they don't just come back the next week, as you obviously, that hospital is probably in that community is without a hospital for, you know, for forever in a sense. So, you know, there and the what this studies have shown is that it would reduce basically Medicaid payments to hospitals by over $300 billion. And then also, there's uncompensated care that other hospitals will do when the uninsured don't pay their bills. So, you know, all in all, that what the study has said, there's so many rural hospitals that are on the, you know, perilous economics today that take out the $320 billion that they receive from Medicaid, which they is now estimated they won't anymore due to some of these changes in on how hospitals are reimbursed. That's where that estimate of hundreds of rural hospitals closing comes from. And so people will just simply not be able to get their care. Just think, you're going to have to get in an ambulance or a car and drive 100 miles to a big city. You live, you know, obviously you're on one side of a huge state. And if you were in the middle of it and you needed to go to a real hospital, That's a heck of a long car drive.
Well, and you talk about compounding factors when it comes to health care. 40% of births in Missouri are covered by Medicaid. That's a lot. That's significant in our state. We also know that 41% of Missouri counties are defined as maternity care deserts. We've talked about this. I think we talked about it with the current governor of Missouri as well about medical deserts, about maternity care, and how it's not available in rural areas. So can you imagine how that would be exacerbated if you're already in a maternity care desert? Now your nearest hospital may not even exist anymore, and the cost for giving birth now is on you. It really creates a dire situation for a lot of people. You know, specifically, I'm thinking of these women who are in bad positions.
Without doubt. And that's, you know, this is not something we need to do, because when you look at this bill, they are, you know, the Republicans in Congress have decided that it's important to give a massive tax break to big corporations and to extremely, extremely wealthy individuals. They wouldn't have to cut a nickel in Medicaid if all they were doing with those tax cuts were to give it to the middle class and working people. But they've decided to blow a $4 trillion hole in the deficit and in our budget in order to do these tax cuts. And so this isn't a necessity that's driven by Medicaid. This is a choice that the president's making, and those in Congress voting for these bills, that giving these tax cuts to people who don't need them is more important than keeping people on their health insurance. It's that simple when you see what choice they're making.
So, Leslie, what would you tell people who are nervous about this? Like, if there's anything they can do about it, or are they just bystanders in this?
Well, it's getting close to the wire, but I think this is the best thing, and I know it sounds trite to many people. The best thing they could do is pick up the phone and, you know, leave a message for Holly saying that they're very disappointed in what appears to be happening, and that nobody, Medicaid should not be cut in order to pass these tax cuts for people who don't need them. Yes, keep the tax cuts for the middle class. Yes, keep the tax cuts for the people who work hard for a living. But don't do it for the hedge fund managers and the billionaires. And then you wouldn't, don't touch my Medicaid. Now, I don't know, you know, like I said at the beginning, I'm unfortunately pessimistic, but I'm fighting until the last second. And I'm, you know, that's what I think people need to do. And then, you know, we're not a pack. We don't work on elections, but eventually, you know, this will be part of how people should look at their elected officials. What did, you know, how did they stand up for these important things that matter in people's day-to-day lives?
Leslie Dock is the CEO of the nonprofit Protect Our Care. We appreciate your time today. Thank you for talking over the issue with us.
Thanks for having me.
That is Leslie Dock joining the show.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough conversation, Ranj. I know Democrats and Republicans have talked about some kind of reform just to keep the program sustainable. We've talked about that with Social Security. Like, okay, if it's growing, if it's expanding, how do you keep it sustainable? And I don't necessarily have the answer for that. I think the key is what you don't want to do is say, well, we're just going to make a blanket cut that really overwhelmingly affects the disadvantaged. You can't do that. So how do we figure out how to make it sustainable? I don't know.
Like he said, if we're not doing tax cuts for really wealthy people, we wouldn't have to be having this conversation in the first place.
Or but big pharma, look how big pharma, and we talked about the pharmacy benefit managers and how they're driving up prices. Shouldn't we look at that side of things?
That's Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. We will be talking to Matt Pauley just after 10:30. The Cardinals had a pretty rough weekend in Milwaukee. What's next for them? That's all coming up on the show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.